This is KBOX Heart of the Arts podcast. I'm Greg Kostraba. Violist Nancy Buck and pianist Miki Aoki are two of the performers on a concert called Immersion, Saturday, November 16th at Ravenscroft Hall in Scottsdale. It's part of the series Chamber at Ravenscroft. The program will include the piano quartet by Robert Schumann, plus music by J.S. Bach, Richard Strauss, Cecile Chaminade, and Thomas Addis. Nancy and Miki are in the studio. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
Nancy, before we talk about this interesting and very diverse program, why don't we talk about the series Chamber at Ravenscroft? It's in its third season. How did you get the series started, and what's your kind of overall artistic concept behind it?
Ravenscroft opened to the public in October 2021, and the founder, Bob Ravenscroft, is a jazz musician. So there have been jazz-related events at the Ravenscroft facility when it opened up, and my husband, Russell Schmidt, thought that chamber music is a nice parallel to jazz because of the interaction that goes on among a small group of musicians. And so we thought it was the perfect setting to bring chamber music into this hall because it seats 200 people. It's still an intimate experience. And he was gracious enough to give me a little bit of free rein to be able to invite musicians and play chamber music in this wonderful facility.
How many concerts a year do you have in this series?
We have four concerts this year. Four is a really nice number, so we present them in a spaced out way so that there's time for us to be able to obviously do other things and prepare the programs.
Right, and practice and all that good stuff that musicians have to do. And you've decided to use local musicians. Is that an exclusive thing that you think about? Do you bring in musicians at all, or do you pick right from here in the Valley the top musicians you can find?
We've had people come from out of town. We've had a violinist from California. We have had cellists from Minnesota, Tennessee. So I guess we were picking friends who are available.
And I know you've got our good friend Ryan Murphy playing cello on this concert. He was on one of the concerts last year that I went to go see there.
I met Ryan last year, and I enjoyed playing with him so much. I thought, Ryan, don't you want to join us for this next one? And we also have on the program Rolf Haas, and I think there's a special connection with Miki, with Rolf. And so we're using some special connections to make some very meaningful programs.
Now, Miki, let me ask, since she just put it on a silver platter for me, what's the connection with Rolf? I know he's the new concertmaster of the Phoenix Symphony.
He's my partner. So we actually don't perform so much together. So this is like a wonderful opportunity to play. And this is the first concert that he'll be playing in Ravenscroft after he got the job as the concertmaster of Phoenix Symphony.
So he's on the program, and you've got Ryan Murphy, like we said, and Nancy and you. Tell us about how the program came together. What were you thinking of when you decided what pieces would be on the program?
I had the honor of playing in the series last year. Nancy kindly invited me, and Russ kindly invited me to join the concert. And I think on the concert we played the Brahms Piano Quartet, which we really had fantastic time playing together. And we sort of said, you know, what should we do next? And we really wanted to do the Schumann, so we talked about that. But one other thing I really noticed about the venue is it's so different from some of the other venues that I perform chamber music in terms of all the equipment, of what the facility has to offer in terms of possibilities of things we can do outside music. So I noticed that you could do images or things with sound. That's not at every venue. So I asked Russ, is there a possibility to have visual moving image with this? Because that's something I was always fascinated by, to combine in our concerts. But I also have problems often that it doesn't work very well if we don't know what we are doing with it, and it ends up distracting the classical concert performance. But I was really fascinated to experiment with that. And he said this visual artist, I think she calls herself new visual artist, right? Xuan, who actually was at Ravenscroft for a jazz performance last year, and he introduced me to her. we talked over Zoom to discuss about the things that we wanted to perhaps create with this program. I watched a lot of her work online, and her work really fascinated me because it really makes an experience, I think, in concert settings where it doesn't distract the performance at all, but it adds a new dimension. And I like that idea of Xuan is really like, it shouldn't. She's a pianist, actually. She's a trained pianist. And she said to me that she felt like limitations in artistically what she was doing when she was younger, studying the piano. And she wanted to challenge something that she could like combine more of an art into what she was doing. And so she really understands like the performance aspect of it. So she said her first mission is to not get in the way, but to create something that adds to the performance. And it's just a very unique experience rather than like you're very busy watching the images and you start hearing the music as background, which I think is very common.
And one of the reasons why it is called immersion is because these images will be projected on every surface in the hall, not just front, forward. There will be on the sides, on the ceiling, and we can use their incredible system at Ravenscroft with their projectors have something that literally is immersive. And then when the sound of the hall in every seat can be exactly the same. So it doesn't matter whether you're in the front row or the back row. Everybody gets the same sound experience. And so we get something in which I think the walls will basically disappear, something almost like IMAX.
Since the centerpiece is the Schumann Piano Quartet, written in his 30s, Schumann didn't have a very fortunate life after that, and he passed away already at age of 46. So this was really kind of a highlight of his really golden years. He was having a really good life at that point, I think. He was married for like a couple of years with Clara. This piece is dedicated to Clara. She did the premiere. I wanted the concert to start at the end of Schumann's life. So it would be kind of the audience will step into the hall thinking about the end of his life, and we're going backwards in his life towards the best time of his life. It starts actually with Goldberg Variation theme, and this will be the arrangement for string trio. The Goldberg was written for to fall asleep, so I wanted to create a line between dream and reality so that we are sort of going to a dream in a way from the theme. And then the piece by Strauss, this was written very early in his life. I think he was only 18 years old when he wrote this trio.
And these are the variations on a Bavarian folk song.
Yes. It has this very energetic, very German Bavarian song. It is said that it had a subtitle about a girlfriend that he had at the time and that she was going to be upset with him. So, you know, it is kind of a joke around it, but this is a kind of a youth or memory of that.
And then you'll be playing a set of Provençal pieces by Cécile Chaminade.
This piano set I discovered fairly recently. It's a set of four pieces. And it has a very tragic second one. It's called Solitude. It's very sad. The third one is the Memory. And then the fourth one is the Fisherman at Night. And they're very picturesque pictures of, for me, seems like different stages of life. That's how I see it. That it is like the sadness of somebody maybe passing away, but there's also the memory of the good times. And I don't know, the fisherman kind of reminds me of the reflection on life, maybe. It's just very, I think, full of fantasy. And then Nancy and I are going to play these three short pieces by Thomas Addis. They create a very peculiar kind of atmosphere. And then it goes back to the Goldberg to close the first half of the concert. By doing that, I sort of want audience to have that unclear line of, was it a dream? Was it real? But that kind of whole part of looking, reflecting back on Schumann's life, and then set the stage for the second half.
Nancy, what attracted you to this repertoire that Miki has chosen for the concert?
I obviously love the Schumann Piano Quartet. And then to be thinking about Schumann's life, which was very short, and to know that the love he had for Clara and the internal battle he had with the fact that he was trying to figure out, how can I make my fourth finger as strong as the others? And he did that thing where he invented a device to try to get his finger stronger, but then he ended up damaging himself physically in that effort to try to become a better pianist. And I think when you have these struggles, it makes you even more profound in some of your expression. When Miki introduced the Thomas Addis to me, I was captivated. These are so beautiful. And I think the opera is called The Exterminating Angel.
Yes.
If that by itself doesn't suggest some image, being able to feel like we're going to be transported by these images that are going to be new to us as we play. And I think it's going to create something that is not only a sonic environment, but also a visual one. And this is going to have some of this improvisatory feeling that goes along with jazz, that goes with what is going on at this moment and what can we do with the magic of this moment. And that spontaneity is, I think, what gives us incredible freedom to explore the range of expression. And so we're really excited to put this together and present it.
Violist Nancy Buck and pianist Miki Aoki will be performing along with violinist Rolf Haas and cellist Ryan Murphy, all accompanied by immersive visuals by Schwen, Saturday, November 16th at Ravenscroft Hall, 8445 East Hartford Drive in Scottsdale. Tickets and more information about the program are at theravenscroft.com. Nancy and Miki, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For the KBOC Heart of the Arts podcast, I'm Greg Kostraba.